Right now, we just sang a psalm that is based upon Psalm 18. If our book of psalms, our book of songs, would have been made up of these hymns of praise, then the church would not be in such jungles of religious heresy and error. This means that no one can put words to song except one who is the lips of God. Let us not dare try to create psalms, psalms specifically by those who are God's mouth, God's lips, should be doing this. I want to thank Apostle Arkady that our songbook has now a new song in it. Psalm 27, 4 through 6. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore, I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. This place of Holy Scripture, Apostle Arkady writes, contains three different functions, which combined provide God with the legitimate ability to set us high upon a rock so that our head be lifted up above our enemies who are all around us, and we would offer him sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle and would sing before him. These are these three functions. First, we need to dwell in the house of the Lord. Second, we need to behold the beauty of the Lord. And third, we need to inquire in his temple. All of these components will be speaking about our house, our temple, the temple of our body, talking about ourselves. First of all, let's shortly look at these three phrases. The first phrase, to dwell in the house of the Lord, called to be our body within Christ Jesus. To dwell in the house of the Lord has the following meanings: to sit upon the throne of glory, to stop in your tracks so you can make this place your eternal dwelling place, inhabit the house of the Lord, to marry, specifically referring to marrying a foreign woman. Very interesting definitions that indicate that we dwell in the house of the Lord, to sit upon the throne of glory. We know the throne of glory in our body is the stronghold of life, from the position of which we are called to rule over our body. We need to stop in our tracks so we can make this place an eternal dwelling place. And so this is our initial goal, talking about our returning dwelling place in heaven, that is in Jesus Christ, where our bodies are transformed from the natural state into an eternal state. This is what it means to stop and make the place where you are an eternal dwelling place. This means to be in Jesus Christ, and this means that we need to transform our bodies from the earthly state into a heavenly state. Inhabit the house of the Lord is to fill it with all precious promises, which we then use and are partakers of God's divine nature. And to marry a foreign woman means to take the responsibility before God upon yourself for your body and your earthly soul, which, in comparison to our new man, who has a heavenly origin, is foreign. Due to such a marriage where we carry responsibility for our body and our soul, when the time appointed by God that is appointed by God comes, our body will be transformed into immortality, and our soul will also be transformed. The second phrase, to behold the beauty of the Lord, is to know both the essence and significance of the grace of God, as well as the conditions by the means of which the grace of God is called to reign within our bodies upon the place where sin used to reign, living within our body in the form of the old man. He is the programmable system containing the program of the sinful or aimless life of our fathers, being supported or backed by the organized powers of darkness, interfering or resisting the adoption of our body by the redemption of Christ, Romans 5:21, so that as sin reigned in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And the third phrase, to inquire in his temple. The verb inquire in this case contains the following semantic load: inquire, observe, examine, conduct research, to study, to separate, to pass around, to pass on, to spread. A very rich list of definitions. These are all things we need to do within the temple of our body. According to this consistency of meaning, it is referring to the sanctification of the temple of our body, put within our responsibility, where we have the authority to conduct specific research for the purpose of ensuring that no item that does not belong to the temple or that is not specifically sacred to the temple be brought through the temple. Mark 11:15-17. Jesus, he came into the temple and began to drive out those who bought and sold in the temple and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. And he would not allow anyone to carry wares through the temple. Then he taught, saying to them, Is it not written, my house shall be called the house of prayer for all nations, but you have made it a den of thieves? Right now we will sing a psalm and thank God. And of course, why do we need all of these components to abide within the house of the Lord, to behold his beauty, to inquire in his temple? This is so that we can offer to him a sacrifice of praise in his tabernacle. If we will not correctly treat the temple of our body, then our sacrifice and our praise and our service before God will not be accepted. Right now, we will serve God in his temple, and we see that our temple is already ready for this service. We will give God what is holy to him, what is tithes and offerings, and we will give ourselves in this tithe and proclaim before him that we are most holy to him. And this will be a reminder that we are holy to him. Let us stand up and sing this wonderful psalm and take part in this wonderful service.
верим в победу и радостная пою в надежде, что обещал Бог. В небе обетования все стоят. Когда воскреснут все дети Божьи, и ангелы нас на небе встретят, мы там получим венцы победы, что обещал Бог.
Let us stretch out our right hand as a symbol and pray together with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I have separated my tithe from my house and have brought it into your temple so that you may have food within your house. I do not give in sorrow. I do not give in uncleanness. I do not give for the dead. I deeply believe in your unchanging word, and I am glad that I have the privilege to demonstrate my love and to acknowledge your authority. Now, according to your words, I pray, may your heavenly windows be open to me, and may your blessing come without end upon your redeemed nation. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. May be blessed. Please be seated.